Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never
could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would
have made it. Oh, oh, oh. Never could have made it. My. Never could have made it. Without you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It was God who made this day a reality. We really believe this, and we not just be saying it because of word. We really believe God made this day a true day for us to be here today, and we thank him for it. I believe in a songwriter. Never would have made it. Somebody had one of those times in their life, they know that it was God who won, who really came in, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, came in and allowed us to see another day. And I thank God for this day. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I want to say this here, and with love, I want to say this here. God is a God of peace. He is a God of peace. And I'm going to tell you something. He inhabits our praise. See, when you're in peace with God, you don't seek for anything but his love. You thrive for his love. And then once his love get in you, you want to spread it. You want to give so other people that you love them in spite of anything they have done to you. Sometimes they can hurt you real bad. They can say some harmful things to you. But look how they did Jesus. They rejected Jesus. They rejected Jesus. Most of them reject him because only he did with what? They showed them love. Show people how to forgive. Show people how to love one. Show people that you have to be humble. There is some time God going to put you in some situation. You're going to have to be humble. You know, I feel like, we did a lesson a little while back about the prodigal son. I feel like I'm the one of the elder sons haven't left the nest, right? And but we want to see the youngest child, you know, and we want to see how he's living. Did he get caught up in the hog pen? And then when he got in the hog pen, did he find a way to repent? You know, and I want to tell you like this here. Sometimes you misunderstood because you love God, but I want to let you know. The striving for the kingdom is not your reward right now. Folks ain't gonna wanna understand about what you're doing right now until they get in the situation and they're gonna say, "Wow, man, how did he stay like that? What did he do to hold like that?" It was nothing but Jesus who strengthened us, who brought us to this point of time. What I'm saying like this here. I know we used to have a lot of people come on, and they used to add, they used to input themselves in here a lot. And we never, ever, ever, ever said no one can come on and input or say that how they love God. This is a place where anyone can hit the one button and express God's love. We don't put God in the box. We welcome anybody to tell the goodness of the Lord about what he has done. God has done so much for the church, and then we need to purify ourselves. We need to get cleansed. So when we start this day out, somebody at work, you know, like I am, know that sometimes you just pray to come and you come to work and you pray to leave because you don't want to take it to your home or your house, you know, however you want to pronounce your where you live at. But I know one thing about it. But once you loose it and give it to God, don't peace come? Peace come. Peace come. That's why we love to hear when the Bible said that when they was all on one accord, the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing wind, you know. That's how we are when we try to come together, when we minister to one another, we pray for one another. And we do have a lesson this morning. We got one, and we still in Luke, y'all. We still in Luke. And I love about how Luke was a physician. You know, he was a real great physician that he can go out and write this word in so much that you can understand it in layman's terms. So we come to you today out of the book of Luke, and we stopped at verse 9, if I can say it like that. 19, I mean. So we want to go and read a little bit and thank God for but his word. Thank him for what he had done. Thank him for what the things he had bestowed upon us today. This was a parable. I mean, verse 9, back up in verse 9. If there was a parable, Jesus had spoke to the children, and he wanted to make it plain. His fame was getting out there. People was following him in droves. You know, they seen him heal. They see him deliver, and people wanted to see. But there also was some people on the sideline just want to see what he was doing and see because they can trap him because they wanted to ask questions. They wanted to see what he was doing. But now Jesus gave another parable, and this parable about a wicked husband. And then when you look at it and what he does, he was attended. God left him in charge. And he's using this parable to speak to somebody who God left in hand of his people. You know, in the beginning, God said, I created man and female. And he told them to be fruitful, to go out and replenish. And that's what we do as believers. We should be out there reaching out to each other, no matter what race, no creed, no kind of what the size is, how they look, what their money like. We're supposed to reach out and tell somebody about the Lord. It shouldn't be a stranger to attack somebody and make you say something. But when you see somebody hurt, when you see somebody going through, you should be able to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble mind we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord, that's already in this place, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless us right now, Lord. Concentrate our mind, Lord, that it be on you, Lord. Cover us, Lord, with your spirit, Lord, that when we speak the word, Father God, the men, women, and children will hear you, Lord, not the voice of the servant, Lord, but the instrument that you use, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to open up the spiritual heart and mind, Lord, even the ones that read along with it, that they see the word, Father God, for themselves, Lord. Let the word penetrate in their heart, Lord, not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word, Lord. If there's any hindrance there, Lord, we ask you to come in right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the overview of your lesson that you come in time after time. You speak to us, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Cover us as a whole, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we endure all the things that you allow to come our way, Lord. But we know you don't put no more than we can bear, Lord. So, Lord, have your way, Lord. We thank you, and we love you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I will send a lesson will be coming from chapter 20, verse 19. I don't know why I keep going back to 19. But it's verse 9. Beginning of verse 9. And it reads like this. Then began he speak to the people this parable. And a certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to a husband and went into a far country for a long time. Watch me now. Stay with me. And at that season, he sent a servant to the husband that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husband beat him and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and treated him to shameful and sent him away empty. And again, he sent a third one, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? And I will send my beloved son. It may be that they, watch this here, will reverence him when they see him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus was speaking the parable because he know God has sent servants. He has sent prophets. He has sent preachers after preachers to his children, and they rejected him, right? But then most of he was talking to the religious leader and how they were, what they are now. They're seeing Jesus' fame going on. They're seeing Jesus, people are loving hearing what he's doing and seeing what he's doing, and they were being rebellion because he left it in their hand. But look what they did. Every time someone came, they rejected him. They punished him. They scorned him. Every believer, every servant God you, they turned them down. You know, maybe you might not be on this kind of, might have been here, the God that has used you in something. But let me tell you something. When God get ready to use you, don't you know everybody's not going to accept you? Don't you know everybody ain't going to sit their hand? I'm glad you came, sister and brother. I'm glad you came back. There's going to be some people that's going to hate you can't come in the midst. They're going to be finding all kind of things to discredit you. They're going to look at you, and they're going to look at you. They're going to try to find some things, and they're going to say to their heart, they're going to say, now, who is he? I know his story. You know, they're going to try to discredit you. But this vineyard, he sent his servant out there. And this tenant that he gave, he left it in their hands. And what they did, every time somebody came up, they beat them. They scorned them. And how many times you did something for somebody? You're trying to help somebody. You know it's fruitful, and you're trying to help them, and they find some kind of way to discredit you, what you're trying to do for the Lord. This is what these servants were doing, but Jesus said. Now all the ones he sent to them, the three he sent to them, but now he's going to send his son, who they should receive in reverence. You know, they should respect him when they see him. But we know they rejected him too. If we keep reading, we're going to find out that man rejected Jesus right now today. Even in 2021, you still got somebody that having the scripture, did he really die? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You still have people running around here, did he die? Did he faint? But he gave all this to us so we can be able to preach and teach and tell man by faith. So you have to believe. You might be the only person in the room that believe, but one day God gonna come back for his payment. You know we sang that song, brother Willie. You know we sang that song, sisters and brothers. That song, it will pay off after a while. God is coming back for us for a payment. That's what he sent his son back. He's coming back because he paid a ransom for us. Look what he did. He took up all our sin and put it on his shoulder and went to Calvary. But at this time, he hadn't won soul. But these men and these religious leaders were looking at Jesus because they wanted to stop what he was doing. They didn't want him to follow what Jesus was doing. They ain't never seen nobody come through here like him. They one lesson we read, as Jesus cleared the house one time. This is Luke now. As he cleared the house, he whooped them out because they were selling merchandise in the house. And he whooped them out. And Jesus, in this book, said that he went teaching the scribes, the chief priests, and all the elders. And they got mad because these people were believing in them. So they wanted to discredit him because he was getting too much popularity. So because people were listening to him, they wanted to pull him down. And instead of getting on his side, instead of getting with him, they were going against him. But then Jesus said, there was some in there, my brothers and sisters, were very attentive, listen to him and hearing what he was saying. If we would just listen to his voice, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever read God's word and it spoke to you? Help me, Holy Spirit. You'd be reading the word. Look how one of the words said, just a little one script, look what it said. He spoke also this parable to a certain man had a fig tree planted in a vineyard, and he came to suck the fruit thereof and find none. This is Jesus speaking to his children when he was telling them that it's a tree. He's speaking as a metaphor. He's seeing a tree there, and it wasn't showing the fruit it's supposed to bear. Now, this fig tree supposed to be, when you come by, you should be able to go get a fig off of it. But it wasn't no fig on it, and he said it needs to be cut down because it wasn't fruitful. That's why he wants us to be fruitful. You don't have to have a title to do what I'm talking about. You don't have to be a preacher to do what I'm talking about. You don't have to be a deacon to do what I'm talking about. All you have to do is be an ambassador of Christ and a willing servant. Somebody said, well, I don't know all the scriptures. But you know what? The Bible said we overcome by the word of the blood of our testimony of Jesus. If we tell them people that Jesus has done something in our life, he touched our heart. You know, some people probably don't believe it. Some people probably, I'm going to say something, don't get mad at what I say. We probably the only Bible people read. I'm telling you, we probably the only Bible people pick up. And what are they reading? Are they reading hate? Are they reading being a hellion? Are they reading being a whoremonger? Or are they reading a child of God who loves, who's seeking for forgiveness? Who's seeking for love? Now, this is going to sound weak to a lot of people who don't believe in Christ. But when you believe in Christ, you got to accept some things in your heart, knowing that Jesus died for it. You got to get back really quick and say, man, why I'm here? Because if I stay here, it's going to be a negative reaction to it. But when you take it in God's hand, you turn back. Because now we see right here, Jesus was coming back to the fruit. He sent some people to go get this fruit, and they beat them up, and they tore them up. They kicked them around. They stomped them. Look over here. Watch this here. You remember Stephen? Help me, Holy Spirit. If you would call Stephen, whatever you want to pronounce, you remember him. He sit there. He told them about it. He called them stiff-necked. They rejected Jesus. And what they did, they heard him preaching to them, and they put their hands over their ears, and they started gritting their teeth, gashing their teeth, and ran toward them and started stoning them. And we know his name. His name was Paul, but at that time he was Saul. They laid their coat at his feet and watching him get stoned. And then we saw, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The heavens opened up for him. And when the heaven opened up for him, he looked up, and Jesus stood up. Now, many have their own, what they believe, what Jesus was doing at that time. But I believe God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe, my brothers and sisters, if Stephen would have said, if he would have said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, I believe Jesus would have came down. Oh, yes. I believe Jesus would have came. Some people say he stood up the applause, but I believe Jesus would revenge for him. But then he looked at him because what he did, he gave it up in mercy. He gave it up in humility. So if you die in Christ, that's a gain. That's why we teach all the time, know the Lord before you get absent from the body. So when you get there, he will receive you back to himself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean by that, you're going to go through some things. These three servants went through some things, trying to go get the fruit, trying to go get the people to tell them to come back, but they've been scorned. Somebody said, man, you ain't nothing. You just like your daddy. You ain't nothing. I know you're going, I got you this time. I tricked you this time. They're trying to get us off our post. But let me tell you something. This is when you pray harder. Don't matter. I'm telling you right now, get up. Don't let nobody hold you to no sin. Get up and repent. I mean, they do 180 and ask God to forgive you and strengthen you and whatever you weak in. Because trust me, somebody said you ain't got a point, but you never really been in trial then. God put you in some trial that you got to call on his name. I'm in the house now. God, because he gonna make us all look at him, not ourselves. We ain't going to look at the things that are hurting us. Have you ever been so hurt so bad by somebody? And you looked at them and you said, man, I can't believe you did me like this. You know, I can't believe you talked to me like this, yeah? But then we look at how they did Jesus. We read in the scripture. They rejected Jesus. They rejected Jesus. Now look what it did. I'm going to back up again. I'm going to read this here. I'm going to bag up. Look, see, and at that season, I'm in verse 10. And at that season, he sent a servant to his husband. And they, look, see, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. He wanted it. He wanted us back, y'all. He came to him. But the husband beat him and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant. And they beat him also and treed him. Look what he said, him to shameful and send him away empty. Boy, I'm telling you, they do us bad when we're trying to do this labor. Somebody on this song, I'm talking about when you're laboring for the Lord, somebody just put their foot out on your heart. You know, just stand out on your heart and try to open your shame, try to discredit you. He ain't nothing. I told you he ain't nothing, but let me tell you something. You keep on pressing on, putting the bloodstained banner on, and I guarantee you, your victory is not going to be here. It's going to be when you see his face. Look, he said, and again, sent the third one. It's the third one now. They wounded him also and cast him out. I want to deal with this wounded, right? Some of us been wounded of some of the people we helped. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going back to get the fruit. He's going back to help somebody, and they wounded him. And you just say, man, I can put all this in this brother and this sister. Don't you know how much God has put in you? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know how many he didn't put in us? Some of us deserve what? Justice. But God, give us that mercy. Some of us, we can't even stand ourselves sometimes. We do. If you've been walking God long enough, you can't stand yourself so much because you know you can do better. You know you can do better. And sometimes God bring it to yourself and let you see that you should have done better. But look what he did. These are servants trying to go get God's people. This is what this fruit is about. He didn't left a man in charge. He didn't let someone in charge in the vineyard, and they misusing the vineyard. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But look what here. Then said the Lord. Oh, yeah, I love this poem. Then said the Lord of the vineyard. He said, what shall I do? He said, I will send my beloved son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he may, yeah. And said, he may be, they will reverence him when they see him. Help me, Holy Spirit. But when the husband saw him, they reasoned among themselves. Help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all need to help me with this. Saying, this is the error. Come, let us kill him. That Herod may be ours. Look at him.
Okay.
Look at him. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
They told us, give us Barabbas and what? Crucify him. Oh, he tell us. He came back for you and I. Man knew no sin. Came back. Came down through 42 generations so you and I can have access. And Reverend Henry, everybody in that generation wasn't good. He had some whores in there.
Mm-hmm, man.
He had flyers in there. Oh, help me, Jose.
Yeah.
He had some thieves in there. He had some robbers in there. Some murderers in there. He had a lot of whores in his life. And he had tricksters, you know. But look what he did. He came through all that generation, and he took all what they did and put it on his shoulder. And came, and look what they did. They seen him, and they rejected him, and they seek to kill him because what? Only thing he did was come up for his inheritance. What God had said was, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, you are here.
Mm.
Don't let nobody do it. You are a children of God, and don't let nobody fool you. You know what? He's still right there if you mess up. He's still there if you call yourself doing pretty good. He's still there because when we think we're good, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible told us Paul had a real plane to it, and it was kind of like a tongue twister right there. Can I say a little bit about it? He said,
yes, sir.
I find myself doing the thing
all right.
I ought not do. That's
what he said,
man. He said, it's sin. It was in me to call me to do it. Then he got personal. He said, even when I try to do good, evil is always in the present. Who told you it was going to be evil? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who told you? This is Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, and he said he found himself doing sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You remember? Prior to that, he asked God to remove something. Somebody on the phone right now want God to remove something. He asked God to remove something. He just asked him 3 times, and God told him, he said, my grace and my, what?
Sufficient.
My grace and mercy is sufficient. He said, even when you're weak,
yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. You're strong.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm holding you. You know what I'm talking about? So some of these things God's not going to remove out your life, my brothers and sisters. You know what he allows to do? He allows to grow in it. Oh, so we can be better king. So we can go somewhere and we can stand for the king. I've been stepped on. You just don't know what it did to me, Brother Henry. You know some of them call me this. Watch this here, Reverend. The name don't mean nothing to someone when it's in his heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when you got the heart of a child of God, titles don't mean nothing to you. But what means to you is you want to please the Lord. So when they seen this, when Paul seen this, he knew that the race wasn't given to the strong or the swift. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was born in this. He went a little farther with that, Reverend. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Who can save a man? Okay,
yes, sir.
Come on, man.
He shall deliver me. Yeah.
He left it right there, and he said, oh, thanks be to God and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. He's the only one.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we really believe in the book. We really believe in the book because we're still in our presence. Somebody been delivered and know that it was because of Jesus' blood. It wasn't that you quit doing it. It was because he took it out your mouth. He took it out your heart. And you said, Lord, I want to please you. I don't want my lips to be dirty no more. I don't want my mind to be dirty no more, Lord. So, Lord, start putting things in your life. He said, start reading a little bit more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Start praying a little bit. Seek me a little bit more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I start washing you and making you whole again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you feel revived? See,
yes,
these are they didn't, when you look at him, they said they wanted to kill him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he was coming for the vineyard. He was coming for us. They wanted to kill him. They rejected the king right now. And look what he was doing. He was so humble. I'm going to do this again. But the husband saw him, they reasoned among themselves. You know they've been there. They've been plotting against us for years. You don't watch. You fall into the trap over and over. They've been putting us in these little traps, and we just fall over and over. When you gonna stop falling into these traps and just leave them folks alone? They want to discredit you. You know what I'm saying? They want to make you like the butt of the joke. Can I say it? That's a bad word? The butt of the joke.
Yeah.
They want to make you, they want to look at you and say, look, we got him now. You know, they want to do that. Oh, Christian, look, we got him now. And he tried to teach and preach. And he tried to sing. He praying a little bit. Look, we got him now. He ain't praying now. She ain't praying now. That's what they want. They sit there plotting to get you. But look what he said. Look how I'm going to make this plain to you. This is the era that come. Let us kill him. That the inheritance may be ours. They wanted it that. So they cast him out the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He should come. Destroy the husband. And look what he said. It should give Look what it said. Give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said to God, God forbid. They heard him, boy. He was telling them a story. He said, no, God forbid. This is our house. Where you come from? You know, he going to come and he going to take it. He going to take it. He going to come get us. He's coming back for
us. Yes, sir.
He's coming
yes,
back
sir.
For,
yes,
for us, Father Marenga. And I'm going to tell you right now,
sir.
You can deny me. You can stop listening to what I'm saying. But, boy, you better not stop listening to God, though. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You better not stop listening to God. When you hear his voice, you better go to him quickly. And God give us an urge. He tell us to do something. But what he do, Ray?
Yes, sir.
He come to us and allow us to repent. He allow
right
us to feel his love. What I
you're
mean
right
by that? Some of us need to repent, my brothers and sisters, so
yes,
he can
sir.
Use
yes,
his service. He want to use us in his
yes,
service.
Sir.
They said, God forbid, they wanted this. They wanted all of us. Who was there? That's old Satan. Satan not to destroy us. We read that a little while back. Satan not to destroy us. What I mean by that? Satan, can I do that again? So Satan is trying to, he's trying to be so crafty because he know time is getting so close that God is going to let go of the winds, and he going to allow his son to come back. And when he come back, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, man cannot stop. No one going to be able to stop it because God got a blessing for you and I. Why would I say that? Because he going to get it on adversary some time. He going to give him time. But there's going to be time that he going to reign. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he reigns, no man, neither I or you could be able to stop it. He's not, see, right now, he came at that time. It's what? It's humble.
Mm-hmm.
But when he come back the second time, he's not coming back. He's coming back with judgment. And if you're not in the fellowship with him, trust me, the Bible is plain. That you will make your bed in hell. The Bible said
yes, sir.
That. If you don't believe
you're right.
it, if I can just
you're
ask you something, because you might not believe this. And I saw a great white throne, and him that set up
right.
place was on the earth, and the heaven fled away. And there was look what it said, and there was found no place for them. And I saw dead, oh, amen, small and great, standing before God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the book was open. And another book was opened. There's two books, y'all, which is the book of life.
Right.
And look what it said. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the book according to their words. And look what it said. And the seed gave up the dead. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And which was in them. And the death and hell delivered unto the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their words. The dead and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. Help me, Holy Spirit. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So I'm telling you, Revelation 20 tells me in 11 through 15 tells me that you better be on the right side of the judgment. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You better be sure. Somebody said, well, I thought when he forgive you, he throws it in the sea of forgiveness. He does. But what would get us, then when we go back to it, he forgave us too. Did we truly repent? Did we truly repent?
Sir.
We don't want to be caught
yes,
with our work undone. But what you told me the other day, all I got to do is believe. It's the death, burying, and resurrection. And I said, that's true. But the death, burial, resurrection said, look how it did it. This is how he gave us, and it's kind of like a word game a little bit. And you can go to Romans with me if you don't mind. I'm going to just do it like this. Romans tells it on 10 and 9. What did it say? He said, if we confess out our mouth, the Lord Jesus, and God have raised him from the dead, look what he said, then we shall be what? Saved. But with the, this part we got to hear, but with the heart, man believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth, he confessed to salvation. So we got a part,
that's right.
Church. When we confess that the righteousness of God from our heart, it's a change going to happen. You don't mean the same. You don't. Once you receive God, you don't still go out there and cuss, holler, fight, and scratch. I know it's a period of time, but sometime or another, you got to say, Lord, I want to change. Lord, help me, James.
Mm-hmm.
Then once he does it, and even if you slip and do it, it causes you to have so much conviction. And you say, Lord, forgive me for thinking and saying what I just did. That's when you repent,
mm-hmm.
brother, sister. That's when you got a conviction in you. Then this one, the righteousness is getting there. Because you now he's purifying you. He's helping you in your weakness. Somebody know what I'm talking about when I say this.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we fall. Well, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't how you fall, brother.
Yeah.
It's how you get up. How long you going to lay down
mm-hmm.
in that? How long you going to have it be subjective to you like that? So God has made a way out. All you got to do is start walking in newness. Have you walk in the newness. The old man should be dead. Somebody talking about what you're talking about. Well, I'm trying to tell you, I told you a little while back, that I believed when you went in the water, I believe when you went in the water, that old man is still there. Only time an old man rise, they say rise up, is when somebody puts you on the, now that old man's dead. What happened when you dealing with someone and he talking to someone and you don't watch it, that spirit will jump out of them, get into you. That's what caused you to go the other way, not the way you've been delivered from. So when you've been delivered, truly delivered from, you back up and think about that situation. You count the cost. You know what I'm talking about? I said, man, this ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't working. I'm going to stop this here right now. I'm going to nip it in the bud. That's how we say it. Is that a good word? I'm going to
mm-hmm.
nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to let that hammer. I ain't going to let that hammer me like that, because that what's happening
right.
is you gave it too much control. Then watch this here. Now do
mm-hmm.
this for me, Cam, if you can pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. And ask God. No, I'm not
mm-hmm.
even worried. Oh, help me. I'm
going
right. to get there. Yeah. I'm not even worried.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm not even worthy to be in your presence right now, Lord. Look what I did, Lord. I did thus and thus.
Mm-hmm.
You gave God the laundry list, Lord. Don't you know he know already? I'm just going to let you know. He already know. But he
mm-hmm.
wants us to confess.
Yeah.
Confess. Yeah, the confession is good for the soul. You want you to acknowledge that you're wrong. Man, I don't like being over here, man, because you can't. Y'all talk about this, y'all talk about that. Don't you know as we talk to ourselves? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. You're right about it.
But you know, we ain't just saying this be trying to talk to you. We talking to ourselves. We trying to help ourselves along the day. This day, we don't know how this day going to end. But we do know how who got the whole ending of this day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we press on.
Mm-hmm.
We press on. How
yeah.
you press on?
Yeah.
We press on by holding on to his hand. When the last
yeah.
time you crawled to his arm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When the last time you crawled in his arm? I can't crawl in his arm. Yes, you can. You get in his word. And you start reading some encouraging
yeah.
things that trust in the Lord. you might go get one of them old songs. What they know what the songs are? Creating me a new spirit, a right spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be
yeah.
like me, Lord, take it with your Holy Ghost from it. You don't take your Holy Ghost from it. See, as long as I got the Holy
exactly.
Spirit, he keeps me to repent. It keeps me to, you know, watch this here, watch my step. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he said a lot
that's
of people on slippery ground. Don't be that person. He said
mm-hmm.
you on slippery ground. That slippery ground is what I'm talking about, the dead. In the dead, and he going to judge him out that other book, the works. But you want to be judged out the book of life. Then when he looked in and said that when he said, "Well done, my faithful servant," you was over a few things, but come on up. I'm gonna bless you, and be over many. That's the book you want him to read
mm-hmm.
out of. It ain't gonna be because you did everything perfect. Trust me, I know we're not getting in because of that. But what he talking about them works, because we haven't repented from the works we did. If you don't repent from the work you did and get caught with your work undone, you want to answer to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this,
right.
I'm almost home. I think I'm almost home, real. He said, and he held. Let me back up. And he shall come and destroy thee, the husband, and shall give the vineyard to the others. And when they have heard it, they said, God forbid. And he beheld them and said, watch this now. What is this then that is written? I love this book. You got to love the book. You got to love. Look what it says. What is this then that is written? The stone, help me, Holy Spirit, which the builders rejected, the same as
mm-hmm.
became the head of the cornerstone.
The
help
head.
Me.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, whosoever shall fall upon the stone shall be broken. But whosoever, look what he said, shall fall And he said it will grind him to powder. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I love this book because when you get in the Word, if you could just be so careful, if you get in the Word, I just want to look at Peter, if y'all don't mind. Peter helped me with this. He said they rejected the cornerstone. Who's that cornerstone? Jesus is that corner. You know how you look at a house?
Yes, right.
What keeps that joint together is the corner. But he but this is a corner. Man can't take the glory of it because we didn't build it. All hell be Holy Spirit. We didn't put it together. You know, I think I'm gonna go to Peter. What is that? Is that Peter? That's First Peter and 2 and 4. Is that, y'all with me? First Peter 2 and 4. Let me see if I can see. First Peter 2 and 4. You with me, Drum? 2 and 4.
Chapter 2 and 4.
Look what I read. Somebody say, why there? Look what it said. To whom? Oh, I like this one. Come and ask unto you the living stone, disallowed, indeed of man, but chosen of God. Oh, help me. And precious. They rejected him, my brother. Ye also is a living stone, a built up, here we go, y'all, a spiritual house. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, and a holy priesthood, to offer up a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I want to leave you with that this is a spiritual thing. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. This thing we call Christian walk that we're doing right now, it's a spiritual thing that Jesus put it, God put his son down here to put it together, to knit it together. If you don't believe me, okay, you left me real. You left me.
No.
I want you to really hear me good. He put it together and he chose us and he chose his son to be what. This is a spiritual house. Man can try his best. If we try our best to build God a beautiful edifice, you know, we lift it up and we do what we do. But this is a spiritual house he's dealing with. He knows that man will have to be in the spirit to understand what he's talking about. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's right.
That didn't work for you. Try the Lord in the spirit. Oh, help me. The Bible said we should worship him in spirit and truth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever just took time out? And when you're in the time, you could be riding down the road and just hold your hand up and say, Lord, have thy own way. Lord, bless me today. Lord, strengthen me today and watch the Spirit come in on you. I never dare you to trust him and believe in what you just said to him. He will come in and bless your heart. The reason why I know that is because you got to deal with him in the Spirit. Man should deal with God in the flesh. That's what was wrong with the husband. He saw his fame was leaving. He saw Jesus was, people were falling through. Throws behind him, Reverend, and look what happened. But he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the spirit. He comes back for the spiritual man. That old flesh is going back to the dirt, brother. I might as well tell you. You can reject everything else, but that key cornerstone, he is the foundation stone. He is the foundation, the stone upon every man must build his life. Can I do it again? For every man
must
build his life. Watch this here. In women, children, and all, we should build our life on Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. You should be guilty that you love the Lord. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
It should be that you're guilty that you love. What I mean by that, see, love supersedes all that other stuff. What it does, it hides a multitude of faults. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Love hides it. When God see you with love, that you love one another, he look at you through the eyes of his son. Help me, Holy Spirit. If that didn't work for you, he said, there's no other foundation, help me, Holy Spirit, upon which man can build and be secure. Can I do that again? There's no other foundation, Reverend. Can I do that again? That man can build and be secure. Somebody is building it in their 401k. They built. I'm going to take you back to 2003 when I say this one. They build a bomb, they finance their houses, their love, their lands, and the materialist thing. You remember 2003? Remember Enron? Y'all remember Enron?
Mm-hmm.
Enron. Everyone was so going out there embezzling them folks, all that money. Them people had like $300,000-$400,000 of all this money in their 401 and found out these people that robbed them. You know, now the people that's about to retire, and ain't nothing in there. Not one dime. You know, and I'm saying this here. I'm not crazy. You do supposed to put store some away, but don't put your faith in all that. There's so much crooked people out there, and then what they doing? They find all kind of ways to take. But at this time, Jesus was rejected because he was the builder, and Jesus symbolized that stone. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I like that part.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Was the symbol of that stone. So when you hear about the stone, they talking about Jesus. And if you reject the stone, you're rejecting God. Help me, Holy Spirit, because Jesus is the foundation of this stone. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, one more scripture, if y'all don't mind. I'm almost through, brothers or sisters.
Super.
And I don't mind if somebody hit one button and jump on in. You know, like I'm talking too much, but you come on in and hit that one button. Look what it says over here, brother. Yours open. I see a fruit ball open. You want to hit it? Come in. You come in. Look what it says right here. Ephesians. I'm back to go perfect with this. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 20. Beginning of verse 20, right? Look what it says. Are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the prophets. And Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In whom all the builders, this is what I was talking about, fittingly framed together to grow unto the holy temple in the Lord. Can I read it again? In whom all buildings fittingly framed together grow unto a holy temple in the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. In whom you also are a builder together for the inhabitation of God. Watch this now. Through the Spirit. Oh, man. I got to have a step out there. The thing is about you can't do it in the flesh, brother. It has to be a spirit. That's why they couldn't understand when Jesus was coming back for the fruit. That's why Jesus said we have to be fruitful, but this fruit should be a vainglorious spirit. It should be that they listen up the King. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
The eye of you doing at this time should be lifted up. It should be Jesus lifted up through us. They should see the They should feel see the presence of God in the preached word. Preach word. Let me tell you something when I say this here. He said, when I like that Paul, he said, frame together to grow unto the holy temple in the Lord. That's what we're doing. Every day, Monday through Friday. Watch this. Even in the evening, Mondays and Tuesdays, and even anybody else is trying to lift up the bloodstained brainer, we're trying to knit it together. We're trying to come together, not be separate, but come together, no matter who God's using at that hour, but be praying for one another. And then if God allows you to put some kind of what input in there, let it be for the glory of God, not to turn out the kingdom. To lift up the kingdom. Oh, I need your help, Lord. To pull people together. And this is the right way to go, my brothers and sisters. Try Jesus. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you and I. Why do you say it's so confident? Because I tried him. You might catch that tomorrow. I tried. I understand. This got to be a spiritual thing. So if we're growing together, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, you hear me speak.
Yeah.
I desire to listen. Oh, trust me. You think I don't? I desire to listen. But right now, God having me speak more than most. But let me tell you something. I desire to hear. I desire somebody to minister to me. You know what I'm talking about? Preach on. You know what I'm talking about? But then I'm going to tell you something. God is moving in this great time. The church is falling away. And the preaching and teaching has to be proper. The teaching and preaching has to be followed as they teach. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I messed up now. Can I do it again? The teaching and preaching has to be an example. We should be an example for the people. God wants us to be the example. what I'm saying, but man, I want them to look at, yeah, you look at Jesus, but let me go here and find that other one then, since you might be like most of them. Let's look over here at Matthew's again. I'm going to tell you why I know he wants to look at us. Matthew 5 over here tell us why he said, look, I'm going to be easy. He said, you say that you're going to be through, but you keep getting these stitches, man. But he keep giving it to me, y'all don't mind. Can I go to the book? Really, can I go to the book? This is what he said in the book. That's what he said. You are the light. Can I get the book? You are the light of the world. In a city that's set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it a light unto all that are, look what he said, that are in the house. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He said, let the light shine before man. I'm in the book, right? That they may see your good work, help me, Holy Spirit, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So the thing transition, they see you, they see the work you do, but they glorify the Father. Now, one of the scriptures tells us, don't let your good be spoken of evil, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, if you got this light, don't hide your light. Let the folks know you love the Lord. Let them know you love the Lord. There's some tolerance that we should have, and that's one thing we should have. They should always know that we love the Lord. And when I'm saying love the Lord, we should be there to help them, true enough. But we shouldn't be so much that they don't know the difference between you and the one that said they had the light. You can't, don't hide that light. It's so profound, and it's so in love that you can't hide it. If it's in you,
you remember, right?
Did you remember this when Peter tried to hide?
Yes, sir.
Jesus told him for the rooster crow 3 times.
Yeah.
He said, "You're gonna deny me," and he did it.
Remember?
He denied so much he cussed him out. Cussed him. But they said your speech betrayed you, brother. you look like one of them. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You got that. You got some. When God has something in your life, it's hard to hide it, man. It's really hard. It's hard. It ain't talking about just talk. It's in your walk. It's the way you walk. It's the way you walk. So I'll say this in passing. If you didn't get nothing out today, pray for God to put in your heart that God is coming back for His church.
That's it.
He's coming back, and He's not going to be slack in it. But the second time he comes, my brothers and sisters, it's not going to be like the first one. We just read it. He's coming back.
Right.
He's going to do it. So you need to know the Lord. You need to carry the Lord with you all the way. Don't put it down when you feel like they're getting tough. Don't put it down when man don't want to believe in you. Don't put it down when people run you down. You just keep it there. And don't let them give you a nickname. You ain't nothing. You ain't gonna never be nothing. You're going to hell, you know. You ain't never a hypocrite. Don't let them folks have that much range on you. You tell them
people
the devil is a lie. God had delivered me. Yeah, I made a mistake. Let me show you how God did it. He forgave me. Hey, because I gave
it right back to
that old devil.
Right.
You can have God put it in. And you can do it today. You can say, Lord, I need thee. I need thee. What? How you go? Every hour.
Yes, sir.
Every
hour. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, bless.
Yeah.
What did he say?
My Savior.
Oh, bless me now.
Oh, bless me now. My Savior.
I have come.
I have come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, hold on. You know, I know that boy. Hold on. I got something before we break camp. I got something. I know if anybody want to come in, they can hit the button. But sister, it ain't Martha sending God's way.
God's way.
And I want
God's
to know, you know, when you hear this, when I talk about Aunt Martha and Sister Martha, right, that Brother Nutter's Aunt, and now the God's plan that adopted in, that's how Aunt it too, right? She was going through some things about a few years ago, and God has strengthened her through it, and she got blessed. And God delivered some things out of her body.
Amen.
These things you hear me read, I'm going to tell you what this date. The date on here said 2000. The year said 2016. What year are we in now?
All right. Yeah, 21.
She's laboring on that. She got the, she's laboring on that. Got a little pen there. She got a little marks on it. And this is one of the ones that she sent three up to her. And one said, God's way. You know what I'm saying? God's
Amen.
Way. Look what it said.
Yes,
God used ordinary people to carry out his extraordinary plan. You didn't hear what I said. God
mm-hmm.
used ordinary people to carry out his extraordinary plan. Look at it. But our love, look at it. But for our loving Father has handpicked, oh heaven, us for our task. Who are we to whisper? I can't do this. Oh help me, Holy Spirit. We got
mm-hmm.
to tell it, my brothers and sisters. God knows that some things are too precious to be carried. Look at it. Carry. On the ox court, right? And then he said he asked us to carry them on our shoulders. You know, he didn't want you to put it on nobody else. He wants you to carry this thing. I like that, sis. So he wants you to
mm-hmm.
put it in his arm. Somebody said, well, what you mean by that? That means a cross. There's a cross for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
You must be bear this cross alone for all the world to go free. But
mm-hmm.
there's a cross for you and I. Pick up your
yeah.
cross and
mm-hmm.
keep it there. Yeah, the cross got some pains. Yeah, the cross got some misunderstanding and be misunderstood. But keep the cross. Keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It's blood running off of it to cover you. Nothing can harm you. Why would you worry about a man who can only harm the body?
Yeah.
Then you got spirit there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who can harm
mm-hmm.
both spirit and man? So that's what you should be the reverence we're supposed to have, facing the impossible. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. He still didn't know how. Watch this. Jericho would be delivered unto his hand, but he listened to God and worshiped him. Then he obeyed the Lord and his instructions. And the impossible happened. You remember Joshua 5:13, Jericho wall. You remember Jericho? Y'all remember that? When God had to use them. One time he told them walk around this wall. And as they got down to that last seven one, he told them to walk around seven times. But when they got to that last one, they started praising. They started lifting and saying it real loud. When was the last time you
mm-hmm.
praised your people? And them walls start coming down, brother. Now, mind
right.
me now, them walls, now, my little study, now, I might be wrong now, but them walls are what? 25 feet high. And 25 feet thick.
Wide.
And they came down.
Yeah.
And see,
mm-hmm.
he told the priest, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, I ain't building that scripture in a while, but he told the priest
come
right,
on
to get the horn and blow it.
Yeah.
He didn't put it in by the hand. I'm just tell you this idea. He put it in the priest and they blow the horn. And the people followed
mm-hmm.
and prayed. And that thing came down. Did it come down? It came down.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this
yeah.
Now they knowing this, what they had watchmen up there. Watchmen could see Jerusalem from where they was in, see them coming and going around this thing, praising the Lord. And it came down. Help me, Holy Spirit. When the last
mm-hmm.
time you praised your way through it? Oh, I need your help. I need your
yes,
help.
Sir.
I need
yes,
your
sir.
Help. Lord, watch this here.
Yes,
and he says, is it anything too hard for God? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it anything impossible for God? No. It is impossible for man, but not God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Be not.
Thank you, Lord.
Watch this here. Be not be afraid. For I'm with you. Hear me saying, peace, be still. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, restless in the hand. No matter what happens, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I love that. Sometimes you sound like you're walking alone, but you're right there. Instead, the
mm-hmm.
word said, instead, focus and on every channel, news, the word said, broadcast, and tune in to the living world. Oh, yeah. Focus on the word. Get away from the television. the broadcast, the news, everything that distract you right now was here. But the one who always the same, let the scripture saturate your mind and your heart, and you will walk steadily along the path of life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How many of you know you've been cleansed? How many of you know God has cleansed you? How many know God has really healed you? Oh, I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the words of encouragement. I thank you for how you send it time out. And I ask God to bless your heart, whatever you desire. I ask God to cover you in your household, keep you and strengthen you is our prayer for you, sister. Bless us with the nuggets that you give us time after now that we try to put in our collecting box. And one of these old good old ones, we don't get to see each other. It might not be on this side. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
But we see each other in heaven. We gonna say, I remember the time we was on God playing for hours. I remember we was on Mondays and Tuesdays for hours. And here you are. We sit before you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lord, for this glorious day. So get up. Try the Lord. And I'm gonna say this in passing now. If you need prayer, you can hit the one button. If you want to wave your hand, you hit the one button. If you want to testify, you can hit the one button. If you just want to tell the Lord, I love you publicly, you can hit the one button. If you already know, you can speak, as we say. But we thank God for the resurrection of Jesus. We thank God for his sweet spirit. We thank God for the open up this word. We thank God for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for trials and tribulation. He allowed us to get in. Reverend, you said you're going to be quiet, but we thank God for the gathering of the time. We was glad when he said, let us come to the house of the Lord. Man, you ain't no physical house. I've been told we are the temple.
Hey. That's right.
We are the temple. And then watch this, Reverend. Dear and sisters and brothers, watch this here. God going to come back for his bride. He's going to He's going to come back for his bride.
Yes, sir.
Because he's the bride.
Yes, sir.
And nobody going to tell some of us. He's going to say, what did you do to my bride? What did you do to my wife?
Because,
say, Brother D, this ain't going to sound wrong, but you his bride. You his bride.
That's right.
They're going to look at Brother D. They're going to say, Brother D, who harmed you? You my bride. They're going to tell you, Brother D. They're going to tell me, too. They're going to tell it, too. They're going to say, Brother D and Brother A, you know, what did you do to my wife? You know what I'm talking about? He's going to say, who's your wife? He said, when you've done it unto the least of mine, you've done it unto me. Let me leave that alone, man.
I like the way you said, he said, what you've done unto the least. He letting you know that he covered all. If you do it under the list, just imagine how you feel. You know, I truly enjoyed myself this morning once more and again, hearing the word of God. I don't know how they do it in Texas, but here in Chicago, when the preacher really go on about his business, we used to have a saying. We say, he really let his hair down. He really had just come on with the word then. And I'm really he really let his hair down this morning.
They say in Texas, they say, stay on that wall, man. Stay on that wall.
Stay
on that wall, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You right, though. Since I ain't got no hair on my head, but, you know, we cool, though.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is just good to be able to hear the word. I heard my brother when he said, God, he's coming back. Oh, he's coming back. So Songwriter said, will you be ready? Will you be ready? He truly coming back. And he's coming back after church.
Yes, he is.
Spot of the ring.
Awesome.
Will you be ready? Oh, I want to be caught up in the number.
It's good to hear your voice, brother.
Oh, it's truly good. Yes, Brother Dean, I had been a little rough this past Saturday, old death angel Saturday. You know, it's funny because we can pray for others, And then at some point in time, we say at some point in time, but at God appointed time,
it
stops by your door. And no doubt, thank you, man. He was stopped by Brother D's family this past weekend. You know, but I told my brother last night when he sent me a text, I told him, I said, I know a man. And that's what I have to hang my hat on. I can't tell Reverend Bryant about this man and to believe in this man that he'll make everything all right and not do it myself. I truly know a man that's able to mend the sin sick soul. I know a man that's able to mend all broken hearts. Oh, I know a man. And when you know him in the pardon of your sin, you don't worry. Oh, you hurt sometimes. You know, it's funny, Rev, because, you know, Jesus was hurting when he hung out there on that cross.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't the pain that hurt him from the spikes that they drove in him. It was the pain of his love for us.
You
and
also,
that four-letter word carry another four-letter word. Love brings on hurt because you love him so much. But you have to let him go. You have to let him go because God loves. And he told us from the beginning he was coming back. He said, get your house in order.
In order.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
So if we miss the boat, it's our fault. Oh, there's no excuse. There's no excuse if we miss the boat. Because he's already pro-tope in the name of Jesus. And yeah, those Death Angel decided he would stop by and see my family this weekend. I said, passing again, I know a man.
Oh, yeah.
I know a man. That's all I can say. I know a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Brother D, you know, that's one thing in life. We don't have to go too far with it, but there's one thing in life that we know we can do for one another. We can lift each other up, because if today is your day, tomorrow can be mine. You know, we can lift one another up and tell God, say, Lord, sit now, brother.
Yes.
Lord, while you're there,
that's right.
Sit the whole family, Lord. Lord, Lord, you know that we know you love them first, so you brought them to you, Lord, in a rested place. So, Lord, we just ask you to strengthen Brother D and his entire family, Lord. Even
that's
the
right.
ones who associated to the one that you rest in their arms, Lord. We ask you to give strength to the friends, the family. But Lord, because we know, Father God, that we believe the ultimate healing is being with you, Lord. We know
yes,
that
Lord.
If any sickness come, that when you say it's over, it's over. No one can stop it. So, Lord, we just praying right now for our brother and stricken him right now. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, coming from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Lord, we know he knows you, Lord. He knows you first, Lord. But we just want to hold his hand, Lord, while he go on this journey, Lord. Believing that the earth has no sorrow, that the heaven came in, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have you, Lord, strengthen that whole entire family, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, that knowing that, Father God, that we hear it and we believe it, that you whatever you do, we're going to be thankful of it, Lord. We love you, Lord. Some things we don't understand, Lord. But one thing we do understand, every man has to lead his own body, Lord. So give us a place in your kingdom. Give us a place in your kingdom, Lord. It might be today, Lord. Give us a place in your kingdom, Lord. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Love you, Lord.
Say, Lord.
I really appreciate the prayer, and I know my family will as well. God is truly able. That he is. He's able. Never lost a battle, sister and brother.
Never lost a battle.
I'm just dumb enough to believe that he's not about to start losing now.
Nah.
God's word is true. We may believe and we may not believe, but I'm here to tell you, God's word is true. It really is.
You also, boy. You also, man.
Yes, sir.
I heard my brother speaking when he was marching around the wall. If you go back and read it, you'll see we're on the sixth time around. It's in a ball crack. They would never God let them know that, oh, I hear you. And I'm going to do exactly what I said I would do. Oh, it came down to that one round.
Yeah, stumbled down.
That's what he needs. Oh, it's worth I'm going to stand on him. I'm going to stand on it. I've walked the journey a long time.
Yes, sir.
Too far to turn around.
Yes,
but the songwriter says, so much I've come too far.
Turn around. Yeah. It's in the book. It's in the book, too. he said, forsake all others and follow me.
All others. Follow me.
Yeah.
Pick up that cross and follow me. Name.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right now.
That's all right. Yeah. Hey, Brother D.
Yes, my brother, I hear you.
That's it.
I'm here, bro.
I was sinking deep in sin.
Yeah.
Far from the peaceful shore. Empty place. Sinking to rise no more.
Yeah.
But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters, he lifted me.
Yes.
Now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me.
Lifted me.
When nothing else can help. Love lifted me.
Yeah.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he did. Love.
Yes, he did. That was no
fear. Earth shit that in, but do we really really urge it in. We can go get some, try to find a really good scripture to read and say, but boy, if we can get the people to love one another, if we could just tell them to love one another, to mm-hmm. see God with love and quit trying to tear each other down. You know what I'm talking about? But listen,
that's
one another. But you know
that's
how far
it.
That yeah, it's a you now you watering down the game. You got that chicken heart. You call me what you want.
Mm.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, God is gonna be holding us accountable if you don't love
mm-hmm.
one another. Yes, sir. He's gonna hold it for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can step out on your heart just like they did in the scripture. They stumbled.
Yeah.
Ridiculed
yes,
him, talked about him. Didn't even reverence Jesus. Wanted to kill him.
Love
him. He still doing it. But love,
so
it'll keep on the camera. Love
yes,
is
what kept him there.
Yeah.
Love is what kept him there.
Yes, sir.
Love is what sent, you know, as a matter of fact, Brad, love is what sent him down.
Yes, sir.
Love is what made him volunteer to go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I go. Send
mm-hmm.
me.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. I like that.
Love is what kept him out. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, brother, I think we're going to save enough for late on. But we're going to save,
yeah.
We're gonna save enough for a little late on.
Brother
D, I don't know. Let me see something here. You
asked me, was I going to... My daughter and my son was talking to me, wondering what we're going to have for service this evening. Yeah, I chose to say that you just said, my brother, I will be there for the Lord's will.
Yeah, this is
we'll
have
to be right there.
I heard Brother Willie worked Reverend Tim Riles, he worked him like a Hebrew slave yesterday, you know.
he
was willing.
Yeah,
he was willing and he was willing. That's how it goes. That's
yeah.
how it goes. We're supposed to stand there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank God for the love for each other, you know. That's what it's about, man. And I want to say this, man, and my mind slipped a little bit, but I want to say this here, man, that if it's God's will, we'll be there tonight, you know, if it's God's will.
Amen.
If the creek don't run dry, you know, don't get too high, you know, we'll be there. But you know how it is. Sometimes things come up, but we thank God for the ministry that he has on both Monday to Tuesday to Friday, you know, yeah. We believe that you know, I know you're a strong young man, right? I know but sometimes we just need a little comfort. Oh heaven knows.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little comfort. Somebody pray for me. Take a little time and pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you need, man. We know you need it. Because it's gonna be times like this that you pray for a lot of people, Doc. You hear me, Brother D, you pray for a lot of people. You intercede and encourage me, you know, tell my, but we not exempt, none of us is exempt, you know, for this day here.
That's right.
You know? But we just love God because we know that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. And he already won.
That's right.
So we just want to thank him in advance. You know, Reverend, would you pray for the day? If it's God's will, if we try to be on the night, you know what I'm talking about? You know.
Praise the Lord, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord as we pray, Father God. Father, our Creator, my God, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to the Ancient of Days, the Creator of the universe, humbly, Father, we come before Thy Majesty with humble hearts before You, Father, thanking You for Your goodness, realizing You are an abundance of mercy You've shown unto us, Father God. Father, I want to stop right now and ask you that you would forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Not designed so much sin, but some kind of way we fell short, Father God. When we ask, you forgive us, Father God. Oh, Father God, continue to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to hear your voice. Thank you, Father God, for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, Father God, as we carefully move through this day, Father. We ask continued blessings upon us. Keep us in thy care, Father God, and even prepare our hearts for this evening. What the word that you have, that you're going to speak again this evening. Thank you for speaking this morning, Father God. Oh, we ask that you continue to bless us, Father God, as we carry your word so carefully. Father God, we pray continued prayers upon bereavement, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Loved ones that have lost loved ones, Father God. You allowed us to experience, oh, Father God, the love that you have for us and also the hurt that you have for us, Father God. We realize one day you sent your only begotten, oh, Father God, as ransom for us that we could be saved, Father God. And you allowed us to even experience, oh, Father God, that when you come into, oh, you come into the room and you take back that is yours anyway, Father God. Bless the remaining, Father. Hallelujah. Bless them with thy care, Father God. Not that you ever make a mistake, Father God, but let them know, Father God, you love them best and you love them most. Yes. And you realize, Father God, you answered some prayer, Father God. Some might have been praying, come get me, Lord. Oh, Lord, Father God, you heard the prayer of your people, Father God. We ask that you, give comfort to that wound that may be hurting, Father. Give comfort to that heart that may be bleeding right now. We give comfort and strength, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit as you cover. Oh, we ask you continue to cover, Father. Oh, cover, Father. Give her and even give strength. We realize brown tears might be shed, Father God. They might be, a tear may fall here and there as people come to miss one. But, oh, Father, we know that you can give strength. You can give hope. Oh, and where that frown might be, you are able to remove the frown and give a smile. Oh, in due time, we say thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for even hearing us, Father. We realize when we tell you thank you, we realize, Father God, that you give us another reason to say thank you. How you say that? Because you woke us up this morning. You made us see a day. You created another miracle in our life. We all laid down in the image of the dead, but you looked our way and you bid our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. So we said thank you, Father God. Oh, victory. Victory in Jesus, we thank you. Victory, Father God, for we all were sinking deep in sin, but the Master, you heard our call, Father. You saved us, we said thank you. Even today, Father, you've given us word of encouragement to keep on standing, Father God, and keep on holding up the bloodstained banner. Thank you, and we're excited for what you have already done, and we're bubbling over for what you're about to do. But someone's going to have a testimony that I was hurt, but he made me glad. I was sad, and he made me laugh. Oh, I was without, but God, who is rich in mercy and grace, oh, he delivered. We said, thank you for your deliverance. Even I feel strength right now. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Yes, thank you for your joy. Oh, we realize the joy is in you. Oh, thank you for your joy, the joy of your word, your counsel, oh, your comfort, your keeper, your healer, you are a deliverer. Oh, mighty God, you walk with us and you talk with us. You even tell us what to say. You even tell us how to pray to your Father. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We'll be lost without you. Lord, we'll be lost without you. Never leave us, Father God. But keep us in thy care. Even bless our heart to become closer to you. Because some say it done got late in the evening and the sun is almost down. Father God, let us not let the sun go down, but let us cling to you. Let us lean on you. Let us hope in you, trust in, depend on you even more so. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you for this hour. Thank you, Father God. Increase the hour. Increase the hour. Let us not let the hour end here, but keep it in our hearts throughout the day, Father God. And oh, bless on this evening. Bless on this evening. Give strength on this evening. Talk on this evening, Father. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We count victory in advance. Oh, we don't wait till the battle is over, but we shout, man. We thank you. Hallelujah to your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you. In the name of Jesus. In the, oh, Yahshua, Yahweh. Hallelujah. In the whole hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your joy. Oh, Father, even thank you for letting us experience what you experienced, Father, when we have loss. We realize you have had loss as well. But, oh, thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your comfort, Jesus' name. Again, we ask cover and care and keep your arms of protection around us all. In Jesus' name we do pray. Oh, Father God, let us give a moment unto you that we may, oh, just listen at you. Oh, just listen at the comfort and even in the moment of silence in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. These and other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
You know, I got to tell you this here. This song I'm gonna play, right? It's not often meant this way. I want you. They said you can't be God's given, right? You can't be God's given, no matter how you try, right? But I want you to look at this, not a financial given. I want you to look at it, you can't give God enough of your time. You can't give God enough of your love because what he did for you, he gave his son to you. So I want you to hear this song. You know, and you know how to look at it. But I'm supposed to say this when it's time to give it money. But I'm playing this to let you know we can't be God's given because he gave us something that we all were looking forward to see one day. And it's just, we thank you. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And if you God's will, we'll see you later on after a while.